All right, listen up. It is time to laser focus on the way that Donald Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, and Caroline Leavitt are speaking about the upcoming elections, because this should set off alarms for anybody who cares about their right to vote, their right to hold politicians accountable through the democratic process, and anybody who cares about the Constitution of the United States of America. Just to lay the groundwork, Caroline Leavitt is currently in front of the White House fielding questions on behalf of President Donald Trump. Trump has been lately talking about the midterms a lot because the Republican Party is slated to lose in an epic fashion due to a combination of economic conditions, immigration enforcement backfiring on their face because they let ICE murder, execute U.S. citizens, and then they lied for ICE, a combination of the Epstein files, Trump meddling with foreign wars, healthcare subsidies expiring. All of these things are leading to a midterms in which the Republican Party is going to get smacked. So what they are trying to do is rig the midterm election in multiple ways. Some not so quiet, like redistricting the state of Texas to get 5 new seats, but some are more quiet and covert. Enter Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, who has long been thought to be a Russian spy, some sort of Russian psychological operation being run in the United States in order to, I don't know, delegitimize and weaken our institutions in the long run. When Donald Trump was pushing the election fraud lie in 2020, repeatedly saying the election was stolen, even though no court said that, Tulsi Gabbard was pushing the same lie. She pushes lies that are pro-Putin, that are pro-Assad. She is quite literally just a foreign operator. There are even new reports that a whistleblower complaint against Tulsi Gabbard is so sensitive that it is locked in a safe somewhere. So some whistleblower made a complaint that the Trump administration thought was so incredibly sensitive that they locked it away in a safe. Now, with that context, Tulsi Gabbard has been on the ground in Fulton County, Georgia. Georgia is a swing state, and Fulton County is a very, very hot area. It is a blue area that was hotly contested in the last election by Donald Trump and his goons. She is there trying to sow the seeds to steal the upcoming elections, but we are going to vote and make sure that doesn't happen. Let me show you Caroline Leavitt taking a question about Tulsi Gabbard, and I'll explain more.
Clinton, please. Was Tulsi Gabbard involved in a domestic law enforcement search in Georgia?
Tulsi Gabbard has been tapped by the President of the United States to oversee the sanctity and the security of our American elections. She's working directly alongside the FBI director, Kash Patel. This is a coordinated whole of government effort to ensure that our elections, again, are fair and transparent.
Did she think that name-dropping Kash Patel was going to make me more comfortable? Like, oh, I wasn't comfortable until I realized that crazy cockeyed Kash Patel was on the scene. No, nobody should be interfering with our elections a few months ahead of midterms. What Caroline Leavitt is doing is essentially just admitting right there that this is a government-wide, administration-wide effort to steal the midterms. Listen to what she says. This is across multiple departments.
Director Kash Patel, this is a coordinated whole-of-government effort.
A coordinated whole-of-government effort.
To ensure that our elections, again, are fair and transparent moving forward.
Fair and transparent according to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, the same Donald Trump who has spent his entire tenure in American politics undermining election after election after election. This dude said the 2012 beauty pageant he was a part of was rigged. He said the Emmys were rigged. He said the 2015 caucuses were rigged. The 2016 primary was rigged. He said everything was rigged. The 2020 election was rigged. All of this has been provably false. And now he's got Tulsi Gabbard, who quite literally has a whistleblower complaint so intense, likely about her being a foreign spy, that they had to lock it up. Let me just read this. A U.S. intelligence official has alleged wrongdoing by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in a whistleblower complaint that is so highly classified, it has sparked months of wrangling over how to share it with Congress, according to U.S. officials and others familiar with the matter. A cloak-and-dagger mystery reminiscent of a John le Carré novel is swirling around the complaint, which is said to be locked in a safe. Disclosure of its contents could cause, quote, grave damage to national security. Anybody who cares about this country and the Constitution should be ready to vote in the midterms, vote in the 2028 election, and should completely support the impeachment of Trump, J.D. Vance, especially Kristi Noem, Stephen Miller, and people like Tulsi Gabbard. To continue, Caroline Leavitt then is asked about Donald Trump's statements that he wants to, quote, nationalize voting, meaning taking it away from the states and allowing the administration, the federal government, the state itself, to administer elections. Wow.
What does President Trump mean when he says Republicans ought to nationalize voting? What does that look like in practice?
What the president was referring to is the SAVE Act, which is a huge common sense piece of legislation that Republicans have supported, that President Trump is committed to signing into law during his term. And he spoke with the speaker directly about that yesterday, about the need to get that bill on the floor for a vote, because it provides very common sense measures for voting in our country, such as voter ID. I don't think any rational person who's being honest with themselves would disagree with the idea of requiring citizens of this country to present an ID before casting a ballot in a federal election, or frankly in any election. And that's something the president wants to see happen. So that's what
something that I will say is, it's okay if you want to have voter ID, but only if you give free IDs to people once they turn 18 years old. The problem is an access issue. You could lock out millions of lawful voters from voting if you create barriers for them. People who can't get access to certain types of ID. I believe it was in North Carolina where a court said they were surgically targeting black communities with types of identification that those black communities wouldn't have, but then they would allow like hunting licenses or things that white communities would more likely have. So as long as you're doing it in a fair way and you're giving people ID, that's fine, but I don't trust the Republican Party to do this without blocking people out. She then gets asked once more about the same question.
He said specifically that they should take over elections in 15 states. Can you tell us what he meant by that? What 15 states he's referring to in terms of Republicans taking over elections?
Again, what I was just telling you is that with the passage of the SAVE Act, voter ID will be implemented across all 50 states. The president was referring to specific states in which we have seen a high degree of fraud. If you look at states like California, or if you look at New York City, for
this is such BS. You don't know why he said maybe 15 states should be federalized? Because only 15 states were competitive last election cycle. 15 states. Let me show you the exact statement he says.
And they vote illegally. And the, you know, amazing that the Republicans aren't tougher on it. The Republicans should say, we want to take over. We should take over the voting in at least many, 15 places. The Republicans ought to nationalize the voting. And we have states that are so...
Did he get this idea from Vladimir Putin? The man who is the least credible on U.S. elections ever, who has repeatedly said that elections are stolen under his feet when there's zero evidence whatsoever, now wants the federal government to take control of just 15 states. Well, when you check the last election, there were 15 competitive states. He wants the federal government to be able to steal elections because he's pissed he didn't get to during the last cycle. Friend of the show, Ellie Honig, breaks down how illegal this is. Take a listen.
Constitution's pretty clear on this. States decide how elections are run. Is this even possible?
No, it's not, Brianna. So two major problems here. First of all, the entire factual premise that this election was stolen is provably false. Second of all, to your point, this notion of nationalizing or federalizing our elections is wildly, aggressively unconstitutional. You put it up before Article 1, Section 4, it is up to the states. And that is by design. The reason our framers chose this decentralized model of elections is to prevent precisely this type of in-house federalized power grab coming from the White House or coming from the federal executive branch. I promise you, if Donald Trump actually tries to execute this, actually tries to federalize our state election, every federal judge in this country, 9-0 in the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito on down, will strike it down. It is
very, very well said. To continue, Caroline Leavitt then, after playing that clip, it's so funny to listen to this. Caroline Leavitt then says, the president believes in the Constitution. Take a listen.
But to be clear, he does believe the state should oversee it.
The president believes in the United States Constitution. However, he believes there has obviously been a lot of fraud and irregularities that have taken place in American elections.
According to who? Rudy Giuliani and Vladimir Putin? It's like two dumbasses telling each other, exactly, yeah, the election was stolen. No, these are not credible sources whatsoever.
And again, voter ID is a highly popular and common sense policy that the president wants to pursue, and he wants to pass legislation to make that happen for all.
Voter ID is fine as long as it is universal, accessible to everybody, and doesn't block out certain marginalized communities. Caroline Leavitt will sit there and be a mouthpiece for the White House, even as Donald Trump steals elections. This is some North Korean level stuff, and we have to continue to push back and punch back. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe below if you appreciate these videos. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.